Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you've heard us report recently, access to venture capital in our state is growing. And as evidenced by our next guest organization, some of that funding is homegrown. Aggie Sundaram is CEO of Span Enterprises and co-founder of Second Brick Ventures in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Aggie, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
So first of all, give us the background on Second Brick Ventures.
Okay. So we started Span Enterprises early 2010 in Rock Hill. Obviously, the economy was not in a very good shape at that point, and we were trying to raise capital across the Charlotte area. We went to about 18 banks, and nobody was interested in funding a software company. So we went to a lot of private investors, but even for them, they were not aware of how software companies work. The question they all had was, what if your business doesn't succeed? How will I get my money back? I can't just go take your computers. That's all you have in your company. So we started, invested our own money, and we've done really well after that. So about 2012, 2013, the thought was, if somebody else wants to do what I have done or what we have done as a company, where would they go for funding? So that was the idea behind it. So I kind of met with a few local business owners. We formed a small group and came up with the name Second Brick. Like, they bring the first brick, which is their idea or their small business, whatever they have. We're bringing the second brick and the support with finance and all the other advice that you can give to any startup business. That continued going on. And then 2016, we found out there was a similar effort happening in Greenville. So we kind of partnered with them, and that has grown into something even bigger. So now we have chapters in Greenville, Spartanburg, Columbia, Charleston, Rock Hill, Asheville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach. It's formed something much bigger, and it's become a new group called Venture South, and they're actually based in Greenville. Matt Dunbar is the director who manages the whole thing. So far, we've invested $31 million in 64 companies. They come from all over the Carolinas and even from other states. It's been a good going so far with raising capital. We didn't even realize how much capital available in these areas, but they're also looking for somewhere to invest in other than stocks and real estate.
And so what is your opinion of the quality of companies that are coming to you and asking for venture capital?
We're seeing a lot of medical companies, a lot of medical startups. We're not seeing that many software itself as a service startup, but we're seeing a lot of medical startups. Very exciting for us to see that there's so much movement within technology in the medical field that is happening. It's just unbelievable.
Are you actually interested in investing in most of the ones that come to you?
The medical companies that are coming to us, they're very tempting to invest. But again, a lot of them depend on FDA clearance. So it's not that they can go in a different route. They have to get the FDA clearance for most of them. So far, a couple of companies have already exited in a year's time, and some of the companies are given 8 to 10 times return on the investment. So that's a good sign. A lot of these ones are not something that can turn a profit or anything in a couple of years. These are our long-term plays. By the time they finish their trials and get the FDA clearance, it takes some time. It's a big investment.
Do the angel groups in South Carolina, such as yours and Venture South, have any trouble finding members to join who want to invest in these companies?
It's kind of tricky because you cannot go and ask for someone to come and invest in it. They have to come and be part of the group, and they have to qualify to be in part of the group. So there's a net worth requirement that you have to be clear of before you can actually invest.
And that's a federal requirement.
Correct, correct, correct.
What is that amount?
This group, it's $1 million net worth to become part of the group and be able to invest the companies that we are bringing to the table.
But no shortage of millionaires, I guess.
Not at all. Not at all.
Are you still coming across people who feel that there's just no money available in South Carolina and that they need to move their company to California or to the Northeast?
That's probably like the biggest misunderstanding. A lot of early stage companies believe in that they have to go to one of those large cities to get investment and start the company. We've not had any trouble finding talent for our company based in Rock Hill. As long as the place where you're starting these startup software companies, you have fantastic internet, you have absolutely no problem. And finding capital is not that wide open. Obviously, we are becoming much more prominent because we've added all these chapters together. But there's definitely capital available.
Well, Aggie, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Well, thank you very much.
Aggie Sundaram is CEO of Span Enterprises and co-founder of Second Brick Ventures, now part of Venture South. He is based in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.